This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn Mark and Roshan Kanasan. It's 7.37 a.m., Wednesday the 1st of July, and in about half an hour, we're going to be having The Breakfast Grill, where I'll be speaking with Shelley Lundberg, Leonard Broom Professor of Demography at the University of California, Santa Barbara. And this is going to be a very interesting conversation because I think a lot of us forget that economics is a social science, right? It helps us to understand the power dynamics and the interactions between the public at large. And so Shelley Lundberg specializes in a field called family economics, and she's going to be talking to us a little bit about how a gendered perspective may benefit the economics profession, and talks about a little bit as well why there are so few women economists that have really risen to positions of prominence in the field. So that's going to be happening after the 8 o'clock news bulletin, if you want to stay tuned for that discussion.
And speaking of economics, we've got a poll running on BFM right now on our Twitter handle. Compared with pre-MCO, how much has your spending dropped? Let us know over on Twitter, because I mean, we'll be covering a bit more about consumer confidence later on the calls for people to be spending more. But right now we're taking a look at the internet. We're looking at the US presidential election. It's probably one of the biggest things to happen this year. Not that the year wasn't already more significant.
So since very, very eventful.
Yeah, Joe Biden is pretty much confirmed to be the Democratic Party's nominee. And all eyes right now are focused on who his pick for VP is going to be. Who's going to be on this ticket with Joe Biden?
So far, all that Joe Biden has said is that about a potential running mate is that he intends to select a woman. Some are even calling on him to name a woman of color. So some of the names at the top of this list include, but aren't limited to, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Senator Kamala Harris of California, Stacey Abrams, who lost in a tightly fought race for governor of Georgia, as well as Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, was also initially considered a strong contender to be Joe Biden's running mate, but she announced last month that she would withdraw from the consideration.
Yeah, and just to note, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris both ran for the Democratic ticket to be president, and Biden, of course, we now know that he's probably the one who's going to be taking that position. But really, there are a lot of candidates out there, and it's going to be very important towards the chemistry of the ticket and how that fights against the Trump administration's proposal later this year.
So for more on this, we speak this morning to Robert Shapiro, Professor of Government at Columbia University. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Robert. Now, just to set the stage here first, why is the vice president announcement so critical?
Well, the vice president is a very important position because the vice president would succeed the president if something were to happen to the president. And that's somewhat of an issue in this case because of Joe Biden's age, not just simply his health, but if in fact he might decide to be only one-term president, the vice president becomes the obvious successor to the office. And at this moment, especially because of a pandemic that prevents a lot of in-person campaigning, Biden has been having some trouble getting attention on him compared to attention devoted to Trump and also attention devoted to the crisis and so forth. And the announcement of the vice president would basically be a way of drawing the spotlight onto him, drawing a lot of attention to his campaign, and drawing attention to the vice presidential candidate who the Democrats are looking for by way of adding excitement and vigor and youth and diversity to the campaign.
So on that note, it's important for the VP to compliment the running president there. So what are Biden's areas of weaknesses, and what could the running mate possibly help compensate for there?
Well, there is the diversity issue, especially in the context of the political situation in the United States with regard to race relations, and then also with regard to gender issues in the United States. And then also, Biden represents the basically moderate mainstream wing of the party, and there's a question of whether the vice president would be somebody who would be more likely to appeal to the left wing of the party, and especially to younger voters who tend to be more left-leaning and are looking for some excitement in the campaign and some way of getting their interests represented.
Now, gender, of course, isn't the only factor here necessarily. Biden would also possibly want a candidate who's younger, has a different experience. So what would you say are the main considerations that he'll be taking into account when he is looking at his field of potential running mates?
Well, I think exactly those things you mentioned. But the other concerns here are, you know, again, in the way of diversity in terms of a candidate who's not white, and but also a candidate who has comparable enough stature to be seen as presidential in stature, which gives Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris sort of a good claim in the sense that they were presidential candidates and in a lot of ways held their own during the campaign.
So you touched on the importance of picking a woman there and also just having that diversity on the ticket. Now, Amy Klobuchar has come out to back picking a woman of colour for the post of the VP nomination there. And this has become a larger part of the conversation, as we've pointed out, especially following the protests in the US following George Floyd's death. But I guess overall, in your view, is this the more likely outcome versus someone like Elizabeth Warren or another possible candidate?
Yeah, that's a big question. I mean, Amy Klobuchar dropped out because she was basically a more moderate white candidate, and I think she saw that putting her and at a disadvantage anyway, and her dropping out was a way of her, in part saving face, but also in part giving Biden a boost with regard to having flexibility with regard to choices, but I think the main issues here are, I mean, the race issue is important because of the whole, you know, Black Lives Matter controversy here in the United States today, and I think that's front and center. Where the candidate need not just necessarily be African American, but someone being non-white would be important. On the other hand, Elizabeth Warren is the candidate who would represent the left wing of the party, the Sanders supporters, and someone who takes positions on issues that would be very appealing to younger voters.
Yes, so I guess finally, who would be the top candidates, the front runners for this position as Biden's running mate, in your view, Robert?
Well, at the moment, they're on the order of 10 who've gotten a lot of attention. But for me, you know, the thing I look to are the candidates with the appropriate stature, meaning candidates who aren't, you know, who haven't been just simply members of the House of Representatives or mayor of Atlanta, or someone who served in the Georgia state legislature, like Stacey Abrams, who'd run for unsuccessfully for the governorship of Georgia, which for me puts, you know, three candidates. Well, there are four candidates that loom large here. One is Elizabeth Warren because she's not African American or non-white, but she has that stature. But she's older in terms of her. In terms of that consideration. And then there's Kamala Harris, who fits the bill in terms of stature, being a senator and being who was a contender as a presidential candidate. And then the others are Susan Rice, who's appeared because of her being Obama's national security advisor, who has the stature to basically go toe-to-toe with world leaders on the national stage. And then beyond that, the other person who's emerged is Tammy Duckworth, who's a senator from Illinois. She's not African-American, but she's of Asian descent. And she's being a more moderate candidate, but somebody who could fit the bill and who could add appeal, not necessarily to younger voters and left-leaning voters, but to appeal to voters who had supported Trump or who had sat out the presidential race and who would be willing to vote for a Democrat who isn't too left-leaning.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Robert. And that was Robert Shapiro at Columbia University, giving us his insight into who he thinks will be Joe Biden's vice presidential candidate. And it's quite a crowded field at the moment, which is not really something new for the Democratic ticket, I think. We started out with how many? 20 candidates for the presidential race?
Yeah, that was about right. It was about 20 candidates. But don't forget that in 2016, when Trump ran, the Republican candidates also were in, like, I think, the 10 or 12 at that point. So it seems like the non-incumbents, there are just more candidates trying to vie for that, for the party's ticket. But I will have to see whether Biden can invigorate the voters to kind of come out and support him, because he's not getting a lot of attention. But that could be a good thing, in the sense that people are also getting to see the negative elements of Trump's handling of the coronavirus.
Yeah, so it's going to be a very interesting time leading up to the U.S. presidential elections in November. So we'll be watching the Democrats' vice president nomination very closely. But right now we have some messages for you. And up next, we're speaking with Professor Mahendran Nair, economics professor at Monash University, on consumer confidence. So stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.